We have trouble first. And we have seen it all before. And I'm sure that people everywhere in the world are confused, even at that meeting, but it's not. About the little people that get the punch on it down our spine. What we want to do is try to bring to you a few things that might open up your understanding. Such as you stand for, you will be vengeful. Now I hope everybody can hear me in the back. Can you hear me in the back? That's that. Now, if you know that we're always saying that Yeshua the Messiah started with Moses. A lot of people don't know the reason for it and started with Moses. Well, now we want to talk about it. We'll get to that.
All right. Okay. All right.
Now, notwithstanding, now he was back there with him. And he said that Moses was
broken. That's right.
That's the
right.
Rest of
the
Now, you notice he didn't say that any of the rest of them back there at that time broke him. Now, it was not ten to half. And he prophesied, too, so they knew. And he spoke about the son with 10,000 of his son. In it was ten from half. That was it. And the Andalusian age. Noah, he preached 120 years. But he didn't start with Enoch or Noah. And Adam was born back to get him. Adam, if you look at the third chapter of Luke in the last verse, you find that Adam was the son of Yahweh. But he didn't start with him. Now the reason why he didn't start with him was because they didn't write anything. Now they saw visions. Enoch saw visions. Noah saw visions. But they didn't write anything. So if they don't write nothing, why it's because that the Holy Spirit didn't reveal anything to them, that is, that they could write about it. In other words, they didn't have any permission to write. And not only that, now you can go down there on the Bible, and you can find the book of Abraham. Abraham never wrote that. See, now this all comes out of a misunderstanding. People are trying to say something great. They want to make a name. They want to get into court. So they'll go for any length to write about something. Try to make somebody think. And then again, too. I won't mention this. You don't see my picture on nothing I ever wrote. No, you won't find my picture in nothing. They're forbidden that you put it in the book. Because I don't want nobody to think that I think I'm that all that important. And I know I'm not that beautiful. all. When you have a whole lot of controversy about it, a whole lot of books written on it, a whole lot said about it, in schools and whatnot. But I'm here to tell you that this school is not my doing at all. It's not. It's just to tell you the honest truth about it. Each time the job is found to see. You might have done it through me, and you and others all, but he's retired from the mountain. Now, the gospel of the kingdom must be preached in that way. Now, you see, he didn't. He started the most. Now, this is the creator. See, this is something else I want to tell you about that, too. Look at the third chapter of and the fifth verse.
Circumcised the eighth day.
No. The third chapter of Titus. Yeah. My father was the best thing that that verse. But we have found that.
According to his person,
he saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
And the enduring of the Holy Spirit.
Which he shed on us abundantly.
Through the love of God. Now here's what I'm trying to say. Here's the reason why. Now, he is telling you about regeneration. Now, there has to be a generation. See? Now, this is a generation of the creation of the heavens and the earth. See? That's the generation of it. Now, there's a
God said one generation ago and another coming. But the earth abides forever. Now, the whole witnesses are turning around saying the earth is going to abide here this way forever. Now, when you look over here in the 24th chapter of Matthew, you find that Yahshua the Messiah said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And I know God has said it's all in the heaven and the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth will pass away. Well, now, what you're supposed to do when it is run into something like that, and you don't understand what it's all about, see, you can just skip on home. then nobody can stop your ears.
Right.
See, that's how we don't do that.
That's right.
We understand what it is all about. Now, Genesis 8:22 says this. While the earth remains, time and harvest, day and night, summer and winter, shall not. Right. It'll just be a constant routine. Just like the sun rises and the sun sets. As long as the earth remains. But now there's going to come a time when it won't remain. Then y'all just said you would take all of that. What if your mom did this or anybody else and said, you can get up there and now, here's why I'm putting this up. I'm trying to show you something about your Bible while it's written. So that you could get some understanding about it. Now, you know now, what we had been to begin with was, beginning with Moses, that's in Luke, you find that. Beginning with Moses, oh, you read that.
Six days.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
Over.
And the you don't see a thing at the back. You don't see a thing. About what happened. And that always indicates that there's something left out. Now, this is what you have to do. I want you to repeat what you just said.
At the foot of the stairway, a foot of all time stands. At the front, covered in 6 days.
At the front, covered in 6 days.
And the seventh day,
and the seventh day,
he called on the bulls and he called on the
bulls. Out of this is what I have to say. Now I want to go to Genesis 1:1. Now this is what is left out. That this Paul might his work with the end of any time. And he says this Paul coming at X.
That's right.
That's
right.
Because see, Moses took what he saw in the vision and put it over here in the sense of the gift.
That's right.
Now, listen, folks. Be careful now. See, this is why the young squad died with Moses. Now, you don't find a thing about my like, Enoch wrote anything or Adam wrote anything about the creation of heaven and earth. But Abraham never wrote a thing about the creation of heaven and earth. Well, why did you write something about it? Because we didn't see that. Well, why didn't you see that? Because we never did it. Now you have a car, one
Thank you.
Moses tells them what?
And has taken it.
I think we will look at this, get the copy of it. So,
and Moses returned to Yahweh and
told us returning to Yahweh and said,
all those people have sinned a great
sin. He said the people have sinned a great sin. And that they had to pay.
Here raised another.
You're going to have to that door. Mama, Papa, the children of
who?
Father, him will I love as not of which I have written. The hour is set fever. That's the look of the book. Now he said you was going by now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now the 20th chapter of Revelation is in front of us.
Let me read it.
I come to this, and I shall sit.
Long of grace.
Long of grace.
Stand before God.
Stand before God. Yeah.
And the books are open.
And the book.
Yeah. Hey, look, boy! Let me bring you along.